calling up the guard, and then it became, the chain of command went to Nancy Pelosi and to the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser. Did you, as required by law, authorize that?
100%, and attested to by many people, and they turned it down. Nancy Pelosi turned it down.
Mayor Bowser's written refusal, the communications between the leader of the Capitol Police and their chain of command to the DOD refusing our request to allow National Guardsmen and women to stage on January 4 and 5 before January 6th.
Did you both ask for the National Guard to be called up?
Without a doubt, Sean, we've made that very clear, not just once, but on numerous occasions. We wanted to make sure that there was plenty of National Guard on the ready in case there was some kind of violence.
I had a meeting with President Trump on the 3rd of January concerning some international threats, and at the very end, he asked if there were any requests for National Guard support.
What was the president's response to you with regard to the request made by Mayor Bowser?
Fill it and do whatever was necessary to protect the demonstrators.
So interesting that none of that information has made it into the January 6th committee because they don't want to talk to any of those people.
What, the people who were actually there?
And the ones who were pre-January 6th helping the president on January 4th try to get the National Guard and others.
Maneuver, yeah.
And okay. Say, look, we want to protect everybody.
Right.
And
no, instead they want to, you know, paint him as the...
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny.
You know, there's Mean Orange Man and then there's Mean Orange Kong.
Well, my favorites have been the new
now.
Memes and the the pictures of the president, you know, riding along in the...
You showed me a video yesterday.
Well, I put that up on my Facebook about where it shows him beating up everybody.
Scene did that come from? What movie?
I have no idea, but it's hysterical.
It's hilarious.
But there's also some out there that shows him riding along in the presidential, you know...
Yeah, the beast.
The whatever the thing is on. Yeah. With, I mean, and he's a good, 6 feet from the driver.
Oh,
there's
is.
A glass partition in between them.
Right.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
For her to even make the testimony that she did was just, but anyway, people are going to believe what they want to believe.
Isn't
I
that
guess.
The truth?
I guess that's where we are, which brings us to our thought of the day for this Friday.
Oh, good. Maybe Donald's listening.
Truth is ever to be found in simplicity.
Mm.
If it's really complicated, if it takes you a long time to tell the tale, chances are might not be too accurate.
That would be every piece of legislation that comes down in our state houses and in our national houses as well.
Those words came from Isaac Newton. Truth is ever to be found in simplicity.
Okay.
There's your Friday thought of the day.
Well,
we're celebrating Friday today.
Oh, we've got to. I mean, well, let's just go ahead and start.
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time. You
the Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hello, Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Have ready we been for waiting? You. Ready for you. I've missed you so. 434-248-0704 is our number.
Yeah, and this is going to take a little bit of your brain power this morning. This tasty sweet was first baked commercially in 1862. In addition to being less sweet than any of its counterparts, it also helps digest fatty foods and break down proteins. It can also treat motion sickness. Even reduces inflammation caused by arthritis.
What?
This is an amazing sweet.
Bring it on.
Which one are we talking about?
Yeah, what do you think we're talking about this morning? We would love for you to make your guess.
This is almost as good as hemp, meeting all those medicinal purposes.
Well, and then what else was it we were talking about? Oh, onions.
Yes.
Remember all the healing properties of onions?
Yes, yes.
The things we learned on this show.
Don't do it on your first date, though. Onion's not a good idea.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably hemp either.
But today's answer would be okay.
Yeah.
On this day in history in 1963, the Beatles record this classic. I cannot hear that song without thinking about Peggy Sue Got Married when she tries to give that song to her boyfriend so he could have success in his music career and he rewrites it.
Oh, what
he rewrote it to "She Loves You, Ooh, Ooh, Ooh. I Love Her, Ooh, Ooh, Ooh." And she's like, no, you're screwing it all up. Wow. In 1991, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, directed by James Cameron, starring all your classics, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, it premieres in California.
So incredible. You're not going to believe this. Sit down. You are going to love this.
Description of the suspect has been compiled from several witnesses. Once again, Sarah Connor, 35, mother of two, brutally shot to death in her home this afternoon.
You're dead, honey.
Wow.
Sorry, that wasn't Sarah that got shot.
But
Hall & Oates wrote a song about her.
classic stuff, for sure. And then in 2018, oh my goodness. Oh. Were people mad?
All the humanity.
Oh, good Lord. NBA superstar LeBron James agrees to a four-year, $154 million, that's with an M, deal with the L.A. Lakers, abandoning the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, I picked the wrong audio. I picked when he left Cleveland for Miami.
And we've supported him for seven years now. And for him to go on there and drag us through the mud for 7 years and stab us in the heart, he deserves everything he gets. I hope he never wins anything in Miami.
Or L.A.
Or L.A. Anywhere.
I'm sure
they were so...
Yeah. Well, feelings on both occasions.
Yeah. I just angry. And he let him be angry all the way to the bank.
Oh, my. So that's okay. A big payoff.
Mm-hmm. I got birthdays today. Yeah. Victor Willis of the Village People is 71, still rocking it. I saw him.
Yeah.
Just not that long ago.
40 years of Disco the Tour. So what can people expect if they come and see you?
Well, they can expect to have a good time.
Yeah.
And to have a show that they'll enjoy, that they can go home and they'll never forget.
Young man.
Was that your experience?
It was until he sang Hot Cop. And then I still haven't recovered from that one. That's when I was like, okay, the end. Let's sing YMCA and move on. But he still is quite the entertainer.
Yeah.
For sure.
I got you.
Another fabulous entertainer, Deborah Harry, Blondie, turning 77.
Yep. Blondie.
77. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
We also have Fred Schneider of the B-52s. He's 71.
Got me a car. It seats about 20. So come on and bring your jukebox money.
The love shack is a little place where we can get to
fun.
I tell you, they still want to hear that one.
They know how to throw a party, boy.
Absolutely.
Baby.
And then we have Klinger is turning 88. How is it that Jamie Farr is 88 years old?
I have no idea.
It's just been a tough couple of days getting ready for this drill. All I need is coffee and an IV.
We're wasting light, Joan Crawford. Betty Davis. I've been trying for so long. I want to thank the Academy, my public. I love you all. God bless you, Dennis Andy.
I love Klinger.
This next
Klinger, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Put on a dress.
Right, that's right. This next guy has been on quite a few TV shows, and he is on Brooklyn Nine-Nine right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, his name is Andre Brauer, I think is how it's pronounced. Whoops, that's the wrong one. How about this one?
Sidewinder, it's go time.
Roger that, wet blanket.
No, from now on, call me... Velvet Thunder.
Wow.
Okay.
Velvet Thunder.
Terry Crews had a birthday this week, too.
Yeah. He stars on
that
show, too.
A lot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine people having birthdays. Here is another just classic favorite that we just grew up with. Dan Aykroyd having a birthday today, turning 70 years old.
Dr. Lee Marvin and his former live-in companion Michelle Triola Marvin have been in court to settle her claim that he owes her half his income from the 6 years they lived together. That is the subject of tonight's Point Counterpoint.
Behind every successful man, there's a woman, a loving, giving, caring woman. But you wouldn't know about that, Dan, because there's no old saying about what's behind a miserable failure.
Jane, you ignorant
That's the classic. Sorry. That is classic.
It is. And you just, it's still funny every time. Oh, Lord. Okay. Then finally, Baywatch babe, Pamela Anderson. She turns 55.
So you wanted to talk?
Yeah, let's go in the office.
Okay.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I can't be in your wedding.
What?
I just don't think it's right that you're marrying Charlie.
Is this because he's Jewish?
I just can't stand by you and watch you marry a man for his money.
What a horrible thing to say!
Oh my God, how do you take that voice seriously?
I know.
Because you know she's marrying for money.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, come on.
There's got to be a reason.
Somebody with the augmented, you know, chesticles and
talking like this. I just can't stand by and watch you marry for money, because I only marry for love.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Check, please. All right. Getting some guesses with our Mind Jam trivia.
This tasty sweet was first baked commercially in 1862. In addition to being less sweet than many other of its counterparts, it also helps digest fatty foods, break down proteins, helps with motion sickness, even reduces inflammation caused by arthritis. What are we talking about? What's that sweet, Janet?
Well, we've had people guess shortbread, which is a good guess. People guess chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay.
We're going to have the answer when we return. You're listening to The Morning Jam.
It's our Friday edition, 617.
You found the right choice.
Penrose! Rusty!
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are The Morning Jam. Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
That familiar tune, the intro to Baywatch, where everybody watched slow motion people running down the beach. Mostly skinny men.
Right. I don't think they did that so much towards the end because, you know, Hasselhoff was getting a little age on him. Nobody wants to see that in slow motion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't matter how fit you are. At some point, you know, you're going to get a little jiggle in your wiggle when you're in slow motion like that.
Yeah, I had that in my 30s, so... I started early.
Okay.
I've perfected it.
Got it. Well, we've had some fun with our Mind Jam trivia, talking about a tasty sweet that was first baked commercially in 1862.
Yeah, it helps digest fatty foods, breaks down proteins, helps with motion sickness, reduces inflammation caused by arthritis. This is quite an amazing sweet.
It is. We had people guess everything from chocolate to shortbread to peppermint. But also a good guess.
All right.
It is National Ginger Snap Day.
Okay.
We were looking for ginger snap.
Right.
It does all those things.
Yeah.
It's less sweet than other cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And it also does all those things that you just talked about. I just did a ginger snap run for my friend Stevie at Trader Joe's. They have these.
That's what was sitting on the table yesterday when I left?
Triple ginger snaps. They've got ginger puree, powdered ginger, and ginger oil or something like that.
Yeah.
And she loves them.
Wow.
So I buy them 3 bins at a time for her. So, yeah. So National Ginger Snap Day. Okay. If you're going to buy a cookie, you might want to try that one.
Yeah.
It might be a good one. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today, and I do mean a lot.
Yeah.
Some of the things we're going to be covering on today's program includes, this is something we talked about earlier in the week. We've been waiting to get the final decision from the Supreme Court. They ruled against the EPA.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
The tree huggers are not happy.
No, they aren't happy.
About this. That evil fossil fuel looks like it's going to be around longer than people thought. So, there.
Yeah. A church in Kentucky holds a service of apology to the LGBTQ community. Now, that's interesting.
Well, there's more to the story than the headline would imply there.
Okay.
Interesting that's coming from out of Kentucky. Of course, they held that on the last day of Pride Month.
Yep. Which was yesterday, yeah.
So, we'll talk about that a little bit. A new poll is showing that patriotism is taking a hit with all the parties.
Yeah.
It's a very telling poll.
Yeah.
Because depending on what party you're with, when President Trump was in office, you had more pride in your country. You're proud of your country, yeah. More so than you are now. And then the same is true with the Dems.
We were in Rustburg yesterday.
They're on the fence now. Yeah. I don't know. We might be proud of our country. We're not really sure.
I passed a pickup truck with this guy took time. He built about a 6x4 white sign with black letters talking about treasonous President Biden, blah, blah, big sign, and then a huge American flag. He's just driving around town with this thing in the back of his truck. An older gentleman.
I ordered myself a t-shirt yesterday that says, make 1984 fiction again. I did buy that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I got that. That should be coming in anytime now. Pretty excited about it.
Well, unfortunately, this isn't fiction. 670 people losing their jobs as the Lynchburg plant closes. I knew about this about a week and a half ago. I sort of let it out, but I didn't know it was public information, but it's all over the place now.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. Yeah. That is not good news for this area. How much is your cookout going to cost? We'll take a look at that a little bit later on compared to years past.
Loose change isn't going to work.
Probably not. So we will talk about that. Cornell removes the Gettysburg Address. I think they have several like original copies of the Gettysburg Address.
Okay.
And a bust of Lincoln because they received a complaint.
A complaint.
A complaint. Not many complaints, but a complaint.
That is so ridiculous.
So they had to. I thought Lincoln was the man.
Well, no, they've
who's
been going after
about
him.
About that?
They're going after him.
And then Clarence Thomas. Oh my word, he is getting attacked left and right. Now he's been called a black white supremacist. Is that possible?
I don't know. The Michael Jackson song said it doesn't matter if you're black or white.
Well, and he also sang Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah.
That one didn't come to fruition either. I don't know what's going on. And then how can you get your Virginia tax rebate back?
Now it's gone up. It was $100 yesterday. I see this $250 and $500.
$250 or $500.
I saw this story and I go, wow, they've. I guess there's plenty of money sitting around in the Virginia State Bank over there in Richmond.
I don't know. We had a listener texting yesterday and said, stop giving away money. Stop it. And I think this is probably because they can't get the gas holiday thing. And, I don't know that this is the answer, but it would be different if we could get people to actually, spend it on what they're supposed to spend it on. That just doesn't always happen.
Can I say something about your handwriting? It is delightful.
Is it?
Yeah, I just handed some papers to a friend of mine during the break. It has a bunch of numbers on it, and it is a disarray. I hope, Matt, you brought your decoder ring with you today to be able to read my writing. Your writing is so much nicer than mine.
Well, I wrote that so fast, though. It can be much nicer than
that. It looks good,
though.
It really does.
You know, we also have a postal worker in Lynchburg that had a great last day. We'll talk about that. The neighborhood was very kind to him.
Love that.
And we're going to be talking about the key to heart health and its connection to sleep.
Oh, brother.
Burr, burr, burr.
Yeah, not good because I've got a food hangover this morning. didn't go well. And my wife, I know as soon as we talk
about
this.
They don't sing about food hangovers. They sing about love hangovers, but not food hangovers.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network.